Coming up next, it's the Magnuson Park Gallery Exchange, an opportunity to hear directly from artists and those in the arts community. Learn what really inspires and motivates the creative work shown in the Magnuson Park Gallery.
Hi, everybody. This is Terrico Summers with Magnuson Park Gallery. I'm here today to tell you about our latest art installation. Currently, our gallery is full of intriguing, energetic paintings that seem to work like a kaleidoscope, offering up kind of a new thought each time you look at an image. The show is entitled Listening to Texture, which gives you a clue on the thick layers of colors that you might see that give each canvas depth and dimension. I'm excited to have the artist Lisa Berkman here today to talk to you all about her work. Welcome to space, Lisa.
Hi, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm not even a huge abstract person, but I really love your work.
Thank you.
Kind of describe to the audience your style of art and perhaps like some of the materials that you use and kind of what inspires you.
Mostly, I use oil on canvas if I'm doing painting. And then, of course, there's the clay pieces. I like how oil stays open and malleable for a long time, as opposed to other mediums where it just dries so fast and you just can't work it. And as far as texture, it's just part of what happens when I paint. I go over and over and over things until I feel like they're right. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I love that chunky piece right there. And so that's sort of how the texture happens.
Okay. Because yeah, it's got a lot. It's really thick in some areas.
Yeah.
But also when I look at them, I have to wonder, like, do you start out with an idea or do you just start grabbing some colors and going for it?
You know, we talk a lot about that, like in class, you know, with my peers and whatever. So sometimes I start out with an idea and I've sort of abandoned that because anytime I start out with an idea, I am immediately disappointed because it doesn't come out the way I have it pictured in my head ever. So I might start out with an idea or like a color palette, but it's a journey and they take on a life of their own. You know, one mark all of a sudden makes me think, oh, I should do something different than what I thought I was going to do. And that's sort of how they evolve.
Okay. And you talked about your classes. I wanted to find out a little bit about your art background.
So I do have an ancient degree from the University of Washington. I think it was, 1987. I don't know. A long time ago. I would say that was probably my least creative time in life. You know, you're young, you don't know who you are. Then I was a mom for a long, long time, taking care of a family. And I was always involved with my kids in school and doing the art things and the volunteers.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. But there really wasn't space for me to really dive in until maybe 15 years ago. And that's when it really, you know, I was like, I really want to take an art class, but I was really afraid. I hadn't done anything in a class situation in a really long time. And I just started at Kirkland Art Center. I was like, I'll just take an abstract class. And it just took off from there, you know?
And so abstract isn't something that you've always done?
No. Well, I think I tried to be more of a traditional artist. Maybe traditional isn't the right word. But I think when I was younger, I felt that in order to be professional and good at what I do, I had to have some sort of base in representational art. And, you know, I think it's, for me, it is incredibly boring, you know, and it took me a long time to realize, oh my gosh, I don't like doing this. And that's okay. I can be a different kind of artist. I'm in it for the materials and the way everything feels and the colors and the shapes and the textures and everything. And then that's when I finally realized, you know, I don't have to sit here and belabor a rose. Mm-hmm. You know, there are plenty of people who do those things incredibly well. We don't need another person to do it badly.
Right. But I mean, I tried abstract. Your abstracts are really just extremely interesting and really have a nice aesthetic to them.
Thank you.
You know?
Thank you.
So it's very inspirational for me because I'm still working on things myself.
Yeah.
So, Lisa, tell me more about the classes that you're taking at Kirkland.
Okay. Well, I'm not taking classes there currently. But 15 years ago, maybe longer ago, that's when I really wanted to get back into doing art. And I just chose Kirkland Art Center because it was, at that time, it was convenient. It truly was just a stab in the dark. But it turned out to be a really wonderful thing because, and I think it's the same with any of these other art centers. They're all over the city. People are there just trying to learn something, enjoy themselves, start over, explore, and it's just such a great community, and you feed off the people in your classes, and, you know, of course, a university degree is great, but there's something to be said for community centers like that that you can do without any kind of, you don't have to have a prerequisite. You can just sign up. And I think they are so important, just so very important. And I learned more there than I ever did. But, you know, when you're young, what do you know when you're young? So I spent a lot of time there with teachers and, you know, met great people that I still am in contact with. And, you know, we share ideas and we sometimes have critiques with each other. We'll send paintings back and forth. What do you think? You know? And then Seward Park Clay Studio, which is where I am now, that's simply just clay. But it's the same thing. You know, it's for everybody. Those places are for everybody. And they're important. They need funding. So remember that, you know, remember that. They're great, safe spaces for people. So it was great. They're great for me.
With your shows, I know you did a lot of paintings with like rich texture, but you also do these amazing ceramic pieces that I was sitting there with another artist just trying to figure out how in the heck you did these things. Can you explain how, because they look like canvas that has, you know, like porcelain on them, and we were trying to figure it out.
So the funny thing about the ceramics is that back when I was in school at the University of Washington, I did take a ceramics class, and I vowed that I would never, ever, ever take a ceramics class ever again. I was like, this is too hard. I don't like it. Ugh. And then, I don't know, maybe 5-7 years ago, I can't remember, I just thought, I just want to try something. I'll just try something. I'll try this hand-building class. And I went in with the attitude of a kindergartner. I was like, it's just for something new. I kind of became friends with it. And I found a way to make it work for me. And I do some, we talked about this, I do occasionally do functional pieces, but they're, you know, they're a little wonky. And I just realized, wait, I can play in clay and still produce something that feels right for me. And that's how those clay boxes got started. And they're interesting because as opposed to paint, you know, you can change a painting indefinitely, but with the ceramics, there gets to be a point where you just can't change it anymore.
Right.
You know,
once it's fired, it's done.
You can refire things, but you can't add more texture, you know, and it's just it's a little more complicated. Mm-hmm. But that makes it exciting.
I love those pieces.
Thank you.
And do you have a certain piece that's really meaningful to you?
I do. You know, okay, I do. And it's at home. And I don't think it's been in shows, and I don't think people really respond to it. But I love it. The reason it's meaningful to me is because I think it was a turning point where I had had this aha moment about what I like to do, and what speaks to me. And that just sort of happened on that particular painting. And so it's very near and dear to my heart. But I would say that's really the only one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to find out if, like,
I know with listening to texture, it's very texturized. Do you plan on doing something, like moving into something different with abstract, or are you going to keep your same style? I'm just curious, like, what you might move on to, or...
You know, that is a really good question, because I've been thinking about that myself, because after this show went up, I stopped doing anything, because I kind of put a lot into the show, and I have been thinking about that, like, what... You know, is this the end of a certain chapter? Should I try something new? So the answer is I don't know, but I have been thinking that exact thing.
Yeah. Just thought I'd ask.
That puts a lot of pressure on me.
I know. Well, to throw you on, give you a little bit more pressure. Is there any certain song that really gets your juices flowing since we're at the radio station?
Oh, man. So I'm an 80s girl.
Yes.
I tend to revert back to those alternative bands from the 80s. And
Pick one.
Oh, come on. There's nothing like the Pretenders to get you going.
Nice.
Guess how old I am.
Probably as old as I am.
Yeah. anything from that genre, but I'll listen to anything. I put my music on shuffle, and that was a hard question.
Sorry. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. It was super fun to talk
to
you.
Thank you.
If you want to see Lisa Berkman's imaginative pieces for yourself, there's still time. Her show, Listening to Texture, will be up in our gallery until November 2nd. Reminder that our gallery is open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 12 to 3 p.m. You'll even get a chance to meet Lisa and maybe talk to her a little bit more about her art at the closing reception, which will be on Friday, November 1st. The reception is from 5 to 7 p.m. It's always a really fun gathering with lots of refreshments, and we even have parking close to Building 30. Actually, as long as we're marking calendars, I wanted to highlight that this November we will be celebrating Magnuson Park Gallery's 10-year anniversary. Saturday, November 23rd, from 1 to 4, you will have access to all three floors of our artist studios in Building 30 to see all their different art. Swing by our gallery on the second floor and celebrate our 10-year milestone. And we're bringing in some mini cakes from our favorite, baby cakes. Shout out to our local artistic baker, Carmela Mele. We hope to see you there.
You've been listening to the Magnuson Park Gallery Exchange, a periodic series focused on the artists and the arts community showing at the Magnuson Park Gallery.